Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Kids, Socks, and Motherhood.
Yay!
Kelly and Vesta coming with you again.
Most definitely.
We are so excited, you guys. Thank you so much for just being so patient with us these past couple of weeks. We've had a lot going on. Of course, we are mommies.
Yes.
But we are here today with another episode, a fresh new episode.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
This is a topic that we can definitely relate to.
Oh my goodness. It's so funny because like a lot of times we try to make sure we're doing an episode for Kids, Socks, and Motherhood. And this is Kelly's talking to you guys, by the way. Sorry I didn't do my introduction. We try to keep it as fresh. We try to keep it, you know, very like what's going on in our lives right now.
Exactly.
And then we just kind of sat back and just thought like, you know, we want to share with our listeners, you know, the identity of self-care, you know, when it comes to being stay-at-home moms, because as we all know, our self-care gets put on the back burner.
A lot of times.
Yes, because we are always ensuring that the spouse is good, the kids are good, and then we'd be like, okay, I have like this 2-minute window for myself, so let me try to take this time. And in a sense, like Kids, Socks, and Motherhood for me sometimes feels like self-care because I get the opportunity to kind of step away and, you know, be able to talk with another adult female.
Exactly. It's like our escape, you know.
Yes, talk to another adult female about just life and things that are just that's going on, and we can relate because, you know, our categories right now are very similar because we're both stay-at-home moms. We work inside of our homes, and we try to, you know, do the best that we can, especially when it comes to homeschooling our kids, which is a whole nother topic for another day that we've, you know, it will come up very, very soon. But just the idea of just self-care, that's the part that we forget about. And we need to remind ourselves to like, hey, sometimes it's okay to put ourselves first.
And slow down. Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to slow down because if you don't, you will burn burn out so fast.
Yes.
That's one thing I think I've learned too, is to just kind of take my time and go at my own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And just realizing that everything doesn't have to be perfect, you know, mm-hmm. The household doesn't have to be together. I don't have to do this, you know, and do that. Just making sure that my kid is healthy, my kid is happy, my spouse is happy, you know.
Yes.
Make sure that the household is functioning. Like that's the number one priority.
And I don't know if this is just me, but Vesta, have you ever noticed like if you feel like things are odd between you and like your spouse, and then you kind of relate to the fact of like, huh, I haven't been taking care of myself. So that's why things feel kind of strange between the two of us right now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I felt that before.
Yeah. I was like, okay. The reason why I say that, cause right now that's kind of how I'm feeling. I'm like self-care. You know, I have a big trip coming up in less than 2 weeks that I'm super excited about. Yes. I'm just like, oh my goodness. I'm so excited for it. Cause I just realized like I have literally been working nonstop since the baby was born. Like I have not had a break, you know? And so for me, I'm just like, whew, counting down the days, like just be able to just like, whew, breathe. And of course I'm going to get there and all I'm going to think about is the kids and spouse, you know, like these. But it's just like, you know, I just know for me, it's just like the idea of self-care is something I promote heavily. And I do walk and live my talk. Like seriously, I walk my walk and I talk my talk, and you know, making sure to incorporate that piece to it. But I just know right now, I'm like, I need a big self-care moment, not just my little simple ones where I can go sneak away to the library or go get me a little snack. Like I need something huge because my body is like, Kelly, you need to actually get out your environment.
Exactly. And that's the key. You know, I tried to pull a slick one the other day. I'm still breastfeeding, right? And I told my husband, I said, babe, I got it. I said, dude, I know how I can stop Eli from breastfeeding. And he was like, what? I just need a week-long vacation. I said, if I'm gone for a week, then I forget all about breastfeeding. So I tried to, you know, I tried to slide that little vacation in there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But no, man, I totally agree. Sometimes getting out of your environment can help you mentally recharge. I know, you know, for my birthday, I had a a quick weekend, and that was my first time away from Eli, a quick weekend at a hotel, and all that, the whole time I was there, all I could think about was him. Yes. I kept FaceTiming my husband. I was like, what y'all doing? He was like, if you do not enjoy this time away, seriously, you have to you have to recharge. And that's so important. Being a mother, period.
It is so interesting that you say that, because it brings upon the thought of codependency. It's like, as much as you're like, you're in, when you're in it and you're like, oh man, like baby go to sleep, or son go do that, you know, like give mommy like 2 seconds. But then when you're like not in that person, you know, in the kid's space, you're like, okay, what are they doing? I hope they're okay. And it's like, wow, you know, we're codependent upon each other. And it's like, with as moms, we need to like be able to have our moments and not feel guilty for having our moments. Because I've talked with so many moms, because it's like, when, like I said, one of my favorite topics and subjects in my population to work with, because I mean, it's relatable because I am one. And so many moms are like, well, I can't get away, I would feel bad. And I'm looking at them like, for what? And especially if you have older kids, it's like, why do you feel bad for taking time for yourself? Because if mommy is not okay, the household is not going to function how it should.
Mm-hmm. And that's just to show how much, how high society has placed expectations, you know, on mothers. Mm-hmm. And you know, just how we view ourselves as moms. Like, we are worth having some time for ourselves.
Yes,
we are worth that. You're like, we love our kids dearly. God knows I love my son, but I need a break sometimes, you know?
Yes.
And you just have to fight through that mommy guilt to you know, realize that, okay, I've worked hard, like you said, you know, I'm always doing this and scheduling appointments and taking kids here and grocery shopping and doing this and making sure everybody's good. So now it's my turn. It's time for me to make sure that I'm okay. Because like you said, if mom's not okay, most of the time the household is not going to function properly.
No, because mommy's like, because then you find yourself in a space where you're just like, you get on my nerves. I got to deal with you because you came out of me. Then I got to deal with you too, because you also came out of me. And we're not, you know, like, guys, we're not ragging and we're not trying to like complain by any means. But moms, we understand.
It's reality. Yeah, it's the reality.
We understand. And a lot of people say, well, if you, you know, if you feel this way, why would you have kids? Because you're supposed to go through these motions. You know, number one, people don't understand. Seriously, like, as being stay-at-home moms, people don't understand, like, I'm with my kids
24/7.
Yes.
25.
Yes. On the regular. Like, it's nonstop. I'm with my kids. You know, I'm not even going to get into that part. But just know that I'm with my kids from the time they go to bed to the time they wake up. And sometimes that time they go to bed to the time they wake up might only be, like, 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm like, all right, here we go. We're about to run and do this again and get it done. And that's just how life is at this moment. And we can't do too much about it. And I just, you know, we just send this out and just share this message of encouragement. Because if I had known what I know now, I would have incorporated even more self-care much sooner. And that's pretty much like, I feel like my, you know, purpose of like really talking about self-care, especially as being a mommy, is like starting it much earlier, you know, really asking for that help right away, as soon as the baby's born, not feeling like, hey, I can do it all by myself.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, in a sense, we can, because we have the capability of it. But, you know, like when they're a month old, what can they do at a month old? Like, hey, come watch the baby for like...
So cool. You just want to snuggle with them, and you just want to be with them all the time.
And yes, and they're so easy.
Stuff. But it's funny you said you wish you would have incorporated it sooner. I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine. Shout out to Rachel. She just had her baby.
I know Rachel, right?
Rachel...
had a baby. Congrats, Rachel. I'm sorry, we're just putting you out there. Congratulations.
Yes. So he's so cute. I think he's like two weeks or three, going on 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness, he's fresh.
And she told me that she, you know, had some plans for self-care, and that she, you know, intentionally started her self-care early. And I commended her for that. Like, it is so important to establish that routine early on, so that you won't get lost in the in the routine of motherhood, and then you're scrambling to figure out, okay, what do I need to do for myself? You know what I mean? And I feel like if you establish that early, then you can develop some, you know, like a to-do list, you know, something that involves money or doesn't involve money. Just knowing that you're taking time out for yourself, you know, for a specific time of the day or of the week to just focus on you to recharge and refresh, you know?
Yeah.
And so that is very important.
Most definitely. I cannot agree with you more. And I, like we said, moms, we are here to just encourage you all to be able to love yourself, number one. You know, keep yourself number one, really love on who you are, and like find a song that just helps you to remember, like keeping your freshness and just having you feel just with so much spirit, you know, things of that nature. And seriously, like I cannot stress this enough. Like, moms, do not feel guilty for wanting to do things by yourself. Don't, I mean, like literally, like keep your spouse at home. They got the kids. Like literally go do something by yourself. Look, you see me, I'm putting them under the bus, right? Like y'all keep the kids. I'm about to go and take myself on a date and enjoy being able to eat without having to have, excuse my language, to have to pop a titty out. Like I ain't got to pop a titty out right now. You know, I get to just eat my meal and I ain't got to share.
My food getting cold. I was just telling my husband that, like, we went out to lunch yesterday, and I was supposed to go by myself. So I took Eli to his doctor's appointment. We on the way back home, and I said, "Hey, babe, I'm going to Olive Garden." I said, "Are you coming? Or are you staying at home?" He was like, "I'm going with you." I'm like, "Dang, man! Like, this is supposed to be, you know, my time or whatnot." And so we all went out to Olive Garden. But I told him, I said, "Babe, you know, I know Eli. He acts good when he's with the both of us. But of course, I have the milk. So he's going to always want to nurse when I'm around and things like that." And so, babe, I said, there are times where I want to eat hot food. I don't want to have to wait. I don't want to have to wait until my food is cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or whatnot before I can eat. So I'm going to get my lunch, my solo lunch. Possibly next week, since I missed this week.
Yes.
But I'm going to get it in. But Kelly, so what are some ways that our moms can practice self-care on a budget? Because like think about self-care, people always think about, you know, manicures, massages, things like that. You don't always have to spend money, to practice self-care. So Kelly, what are some ways that you can think of that moms can practice self-care without having to spend money or on a budget?
So a few things that I do, like just personally, one of my favorite places is just going to the library, being able to just go there, smell the, I really do love the smell of books. So I go there to the library, check out what's kind of there, just, you know, be able to sit. I've joined a author's group, so I get a chance to hang out in my author's group. Shout out to the author's group in here, in my state. Shout out to y'all. If you got an author's group in your state, check them out.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
And it's amazing. They, you know, like I also have my book coming out very soon. So again, shout out to my author's group. I will be revealing that in a few weeks. So I go there once a month, and I always look forward to that because I'm like, it's once a month for 2 hours. I just get a chance to go. Everybody knows around me, like, hey, this is my time to be in my author's group. I do meditation. And I'll do that like as soon as I get up. It'll help me kind of start my day. Some people might say they pray. It's kind of like my form of like prayer. I just meditate, get myself prepared for what's to come. And it's free. I love meditation. And then I take it a step further to the point that I'll, you know, whatever it is I'm trying to meditate on. So if it's like success, wealth, whatever it is that I'm trying to meditate on, I'll find a particular type of hertz, which is like a frequency that I'll play along with my time of meditation. And it really does kind of help to relax and retrain the brain. So I do a lot of internal things as far as like meditation, I mean, self-care goes. And I've been incorporating yoga, which has been really, really great as well as just being able, and I do it where the sun hits the house the best. So I'm always in the sun doing like the yoga and things like that.
Vitamin D while you're stretching.
Seriously. And it's really been great for just my overall body. And all the stuff, y'all, is free. Like literally I just find little apps or YouTube stuff and be able to just utilize them. in that way. Even with the yoga, I have like a Prime membership. So I watch yoga videos on Amazon Prime and I utilize them. So it's like, ha, this is free. And for me, another big thing, I love food. And so since my diet has changed, I do, girl. I love to eat. Like, one of my favorite things, like people who really know me, like Kelly can eat, y'all. Is that I love to do like experimentations with food. So like I try out little mom and pop like type restaurant.
Oh yeah,
oh my goodness, because they give you like the quality of food is just so much better.
Yeah, I'm over franchise restaurants.
Oh my goodness.
Or the chain restaurants. I'm so over them.
Yeah, you can keep them because the mom and pop restaurants, they have so much love in them. And I just go and I embrace those when I can. You know, I share, of course. When I do that, but you know, as well, it's like getting out and just getting sun, taking a drive. Taking a drive is probably one of my favorite things to do, especially if it's a beautiful day out. I'll just drive like maybe 30 minutes in one direction and, you know, of course drive back for 30 minutes. And it just gives me time to just clear my head. Because I'm so, the phrase is wanderlust. And literally that fits me. If you guys know the definition of wanderlust, you will be like, oh, that makes sense. Because I struggle sitting still. So for me, getting out, moving, because I love travel. So anytime I can just sneak away in that aspect, I go for it. Yeah. And I'm always sneaking away. You can ask Vesta. I'm always sneaking away or in somewhere. But I'm usually with the family. But it helps because we get cabin fever.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But I'm definitely with you as far as just getting out. I love nature. I love everything about nature. It's just something about just being outside and just connecting with everything around you. It's just amazing. It brings peace. I mentioned previously that I, you know, dealt with a lot of postpartum anxiety. And so being outside and just being able to just walk and, you know, just breathe fresh air and just being mindful of my surroundings and just creation and just taking in the goodness and the gloriousness of the creation.
Yes.
Just something about just seeing, you know, just seeing God's hand in everything around you. And so one of my major parts of self-care definitely is spending a lot of time outside. So, and Eli gets that from me, actually. He loves going outside. He will pull my hand and say, outside, outside, or ready, go. And he's into grass. He's like, grass, trees, rocks. You know, he loves it. So, self-care is important. It really is.
Definitely. I think just to piggyback off of that with being outside, because you have to think everything that is inside the house came from outside, right? But it's in the dead form, right? So exactly. King and I were having this discussion the other day, and he was like, why do I want to be in a coffin? And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, because everything inside the house comes from outside. And it's all dead. And I'm like, oh my God, that makes so much sense, because it's literally, that's what it is. So like for people who are able to connect with nature, it's because you actually like just enjoy life and you love seeing things in its living state. Yeah. So me and you are very, very similar to that. That's why we travel so well together, because we love seeing things in its living state. And that's why we're like, okay, I gotta get out the house. I need to get some sun. Like, yes, I like to sleep. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like to sleep. But I need my outside time. I need to feel the real air and wind.
Exactly. Because I'm so quick to open a window to
breathe
air in the house, or just be something like you said.
Like have everything that's just natural, just showing itself with no regret. Like for me, you know, ideally, like when we do decide to like full fledged upgrade, I'm gonna have like the biggest windows ever
in the house.
You know, like everything is just natural light. The only time you will have to use light if it's just too dark, and even then it's going to be like candles and just stuff that's just very just organic, you know, because I want natural lighting. Like that's better for us to be able to utilize. Look at y'all, look, we over talking about future stuff, because you should always have things that you're working towards. And again, like, just so we don't go off on a tangent, because y'all, we can go there. Self-care, like, really to stress self-care, however that looks for you, we just encourage you to get it. And for moms out there that feel like they can't do it, I encourage you to try like 10 minutes a day and just start working yourself up to be able to be like, all right, this works.
Sometimes it's hard. Like, if you don't have a support system, you know, if you don't have someone to watch your kids while you do this, like Kelly said, just find that time. So if you are a mom of a newborn or mom of a little, when they're down for their nap.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
Self-care is, you know, taking a nap where they take a nap, or spending that, you know, 30 minutes to an hour doing something for you, whether if it's sitting on the couch with a book, drinking a cup of coffee in silence, you know, just really taking advantage of those opportunities throughout the day to focus on you and to, you know, just recharge yourself.
Seriously. Or listen to some empowering music, like Solange. I'm always listening to her radio station.
Or a podcast.
You know, seriously, or a podcast, check us out, listen to us. Like, you know, these are things that we want to help and to incorporate, because you all deserve to be able to have these moments and opportunities. And we love you all. You know, we might not be able to physically see, but we really do love you all. And we represent those moms out there, you know, to just say, just keep pushing forward. Just like, what movie is that? Meet the Robinsons. Their slogan was keep moving forward. And that is so true. Like, seriously, it might feel like, oh my gosh, this time will not pass. But this time is just so short, and it will not last as long as you think it will. Mm-hmm. So just stay positive. Keep moving in the direction that you see fit. And just keep loving on yourself. If you keep loving on yourself, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Exactly. Yes. I've learned that too. When you have a proper view of yourself and, you know, who you are, It's so easy to keep moving forward. It's so easy to grow, because you don't have distractions, you know, stunting your growth or getting in the way of what you're trying to accomplish, or the person that you're trying to, you know, become or evolve into. So, guys, we just encourage you to, like Kelly said, take care of yourself. For the moms who are working hard, whether you are staying at home, working your household, or working your business from home, remember that you matter. You are important as well. And to invest in yourself.
Yes.
Please invest in yourself.
Most definitely. That's the key there, investing in yourself. Because when you invest in yourself, you have so many rewards. You know, we're good at investing in other people, but start with self first, and you will just see the benefits of it all. But yeah, guys, so remember, you can follow us on Instagram at KSA_motherhood, and you can feel free to shoot us an email at twomoms@ksam.info. We do talk back. Yes. We do take suggestions on things that you would like to hear. So feel free, send stuff, chat with
us. Slide in our DMs. Let us know what topics you would love to hear us talk about. Of course, by us being mothers, a lot of our, you know, topics will be surrounded you know, by motherhood. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, this podcast is for, you know, just being real about motherhood. So
in all aspects,
we definitely have some more topics that we will talk about pertaining to motherhood outside of the home, like maintaining friendships and maintaining relationships and things like that. So you know, guys, just please let us know what you would like to hear more about. We are on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, Spotify, pretty much all the major podcast platforms.
Yeah, just you'll find us. If you type in kids, socks, and motherhood, we're right there. Boom. Yes, like, there they go, there they go. And remember, what do we call it? Wednesday
winning Mom winning Wednesdays.
Winning Wednesdays. Look, y'all messed up our own hashtag. Remember, Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Central, you will be able to hear our podcast, and we will do our best to make sure we come out with weekly episodes. And just so you know, if we miss something, just know, charge our minds and not our hearts, because we do our best, because we try our best to make sure that we are being consistent. But thank you all. We love you all. And peace and happiness for the rest of this week.
We will talk to you guys later.